After last week's announcement that children aged 5 to 11 are eligible to be vaccinated against COVID-19, school districts in the metro area are making shots available. Beginning this afternoon, kids in Denver will be able to get a COVID-19 vaccine at 18 school clinics. Next week, larger-scale clinics will be available, according to the district. Officials in Boulder are asking parents who want their kids vaccinated to make appointments based on the demand. Angela Simontel, spokesperson for Boulder County Public Health, told the Daily Camera that the state has control over allocation of the vaccine and they are now working through what they have. The Aurora Public Schools will begin to offer clinics on Wednesday for vaccinations to kids, and the Cherry Creek School District is working with local partners to provide jabs. State health officials are saying it's now more urgent than ever to get vaccinated. Scott Bookman, the COVID-19 incident commander for the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, told CBS4 that the state is at the lowest number of available beds and less than 100 ICU beds are available. On Friday, almost 1,300 people were in hospital in the state with COVID-19. Colorado currently has a very high positivity rate of infections from the virus, with the 7-day average above 9% when the goal is to keep it below 5%. Meanwhile, 9 employees of Boulder Community Health have failed to receive the vaccination as of November 1st, as was required. The Daily Camera reports that they could face termination. The hospital announced in August that all staff, employees, and contractors would be required to get the shot, and almost all of the 2,200 people who work there have received it. All classes in the Boulder Valley School District are canceled this Friday, November 12th, because of staffing shortages. The same cancellation is occurring in the Adams 12 5-star district. Thursday is a scheduled holiday in both districts because of Veterans Day, and students and teachers at both have that day off, and now they have a 4-day weekend. In the Boulder District, nearly 500 teachers requested to take Friday off, and because of a shortage of substitutes, there were about 200 slots not filled. Instead, for staff who did not want to take the day off, it will be a work day. The Boulder Valley District said it is working with parents who have to make childcare plans. Hundreds of protesters surrounded a fraternity house in Boulder on Friday, demanding accountability over recent sexual assaults. According to the Daily Camera, the Boulder Police Department has received 2 reports of sexual assault of females at the Pi Kappa Alpha house in late October. Protesters rallied on campus before marching down Broadway toward the fraternity. Police estimated that as many as 600 people surrounded the house. The student-led protest was intended to send a message that sexual assault is not okay, according to Selena Powell, one of the organizers. The police blocked surrounding streets, and the fraternity was fenced off as protesters chanted for justice for more than an hour. The police said in a statement that the alleged assaults are in the early stages of investigation without naming the fraternity. A scholarship program at the 3 higher education institutions housed at Auraria in Denver is going to be expanded to offer free education to all descendants of people who were displaced by construction of the campus during the 1970s. Late last week, officials at the University of Colorado Denver, Metropolitan State University of Denver, and Community College of Denver announced that anyone related to those who lived in the Auraria neighborhood from 1955 to 1973 would be eligible. Denverite reports that the program had been limited only to children and grandchildren of former residents. In the early 1970s, hundreds of mostly Hispanic and indigenous people had to sell their homes during an urban renewal campaign by the city of Denver. All 3 of the schools at the Auraria campus are designated as Hispanic serving, which means they have a population that is at least 25% Hispanic or Latino. On Thursday, groups celebrated the announcement at a ceremony where there were cultural dances, speeches, and a healer's blessing. An immigrant from Peru who has been living in a sanctuary at a church in Boulder learned earlier this month that she has been granted a stay of a deportation order. Ingrid Encalada La Torre has been sheltering at the Unitarian Universalist Church with her 3 children who were born in the U.S. They can now leave sanctuary without fear of her being detained by authorities for at least a year. The Daily Camera reports that a crowd of 50 people gathered at the church on Friday to learn of the stay for Encalada La Torre. She told them that she was very excited and glad that her community was there to support her, especially on the day of the big victory. In today's weather, the high will be about 53 with increasing cloudiness and an overnight low of 34. And tomorrow, just about the same with a high of 54 in Boulder and 61 in Denver. Wednesday, there's a chance of showers. Right now, it's about 39 along the Front Range. For KGNU, I'm Jamie Sudler.